Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hello, friends. Welcome to our November predictions. It's almost the end of the year. It's crazy. And you know how it is. I feel like November and December just merge together and then we're off into the next year. But I'm excited about November. It has good vibes. She's this very like just queen vibes, like getting it done, looking good while getting it done, flowing and laughing while getting it done. That's the overall vibe of November. So there's like tons of activity, tons of movement, but it's like somehow November makes it look good. All right, so we have six predictions for November. You know the drill, right? Feel into your heart, open up your ears, your heart, and see which messages are for you. And may this episode really help you move towards November in the way that your soul intends it to be. All right. Message number one. November is a month where your self-worth and your desire meet. So it feels like, okay, yeah, I've been desiring something for a long time. I've been thinking about something. I've been working towards maybe even putting like efforts towards the thing that I want. But now I'm realizing there's just like this little bit of self-worth that doesn't really meet it. It's like my desire is at a six, but my self-worth is at a three. So I need to go up and meet my desire at my self-worth. I feel like the biggest way we're going to see you do this is through your mindset and through aha moments. So this is definitely a good time to not necessarily listen, let's say, to podcasts or workshops to learn, to be like, okay, I'm going to absorb everything that's being taught. Instead, to be like, okay, I know that there's a shift that needs to happen in me, and I'm going to meet these things that I'm consuming or that I'm, you know, engaging in, and I'm going to let the shift shift me. So one of the best ways I love to do this is, it's very simple. I will go on a hike on my property, and let's say I'm feeling like I don't have clarity on something, or I know that I need some sort of shift, but I can't intellectualize it myself or really understand how I'm going to make that happen in my body and in my mind. So I'll set the intention at the beginning of the hike and just ask the land, like, hey, either give me some clarity, give me the shift. Really saying that, like, it's not that hard, you know, because I think that sometimes when we think about like, okay, my self-worth, I need to believe in this. I need to believe that I'm amazing. I believe that I'm awesome. It's really hard to convince ourselves of that sometimes, or we get in our heads about it, but it's not really a forceful kind of like, let me change my mind. It is a shift. It's an energetic shift. Yes, the mind projects our energy. So it has to do with the mind. It has to do with our subconscious thoughts, but it's a shift into acting as if, believing, embodying, living as if I'm worthy of that desire. And that's what's trying to come through. If you're going traveling, I love using traveling as an opportunity to let those shifts happen. So at the beginning of the travel, you're like, okay, this is the shift that I kind of think I need, or like maybe I don't even know what shift I need, but I know I need a shift to like have this thing that I want. May this trip do this for me. And really using the trip, the vacation, as the container for that shift. I learned this many, many moons ago. I was probably like 21. I forget how old I was when I moved to LA. And my father drove me across country from Florida to California when I had just broken off a wedding. And I was a total runaway bride, and my dad was my accomplice. And he drove me to LA because I was going to move there and I was going to work there, and he was driving all my stuff. And we had spent like 2 weeks together, and finally it was time for him to go back to Miami. And I drop him off at the airport, and he looks at me and he's like, Nicole, this is going to change you a lot. Let the change change you. And what he was saying was like, I guess he kind of knew I was always going to come back, that like I wasn't going to stay in LA, that I loved my friends and family too much. And he was kind of just saying, like, this is a container for change. Like, this is here because you are going to change. Don't fight the change. Like, do not resist it. Let the change change you. And to me, I have goosebumps. It was so beautiful and so wise. And to me, I see that as like, let the shift shift you, right? So there's these new opportunities that might be coming your way. Or maybe there's a new coach that came your way. Maybe there's a new program that came your way. I'm the worst. Like, I sometimes will sign up to work with a coach and I'll fight the coach, which is so crazy because I myself am a coach. And I like don't want to let her change me. You know what I mean? So I've learned that I have to set the intention that before I work with a coach, before I sign up for something, I have to say like, I'm going to allow her to change me. I'm going to let this shift shift me. So even just setting that intention, that's what's going to help your self-worth meet the desire that you're thinking of. I just don't think you're going to be able to like manhandle the change. You have to let the change change you. Listen, you might need a little bit of help, right? Like maybe you're going to a hypnotherapist. Maybe you're going to EMDR. Maybe you're working with a therapist. Maybe you're working with somebody and you want to control the shift that's going to happen to you. Let go. Let the shift shift you. Message number two, or prediction number two, this is a month of vulnerability. I don't feel like you're going to be maybe vulnerable the whole month, but it does feel like you're finally feeling safe enough to speak your truth. You're finally feeling safe enough to have an honest conversation. I feel like you're even going to just like be honest with yourself, like be like, you know what, like this job is just not working for me. It's hard. I love it. And I want to stay here, but if I'm being honest with myself, it's not working for me, or like, this is not what I want. I think also just an honesty with maybe even your expression, like the way you're expressing in a bigger way. But I see a lot of honest conversations. Vulnerability is, it's just going to come your way, and it might feel uncomfortable because I see vulnerability as like this bunched up energy in our body, and then it builds enough pressure. And one day like, oh my gosh, I just like need to release it. But when you release it, you feel so much better, you know? For example, a couple weeks ago, my daughter texted me and she's like, hey, can you send me my birth certificate? And I'm like, sending her birth certificate. I'm like, dude, this is so messed up. Like, I am the holder of her birth certificate, but my name is not on her birth certificate, right? It's like her mom and her father, but I have raised this child, and sometimes it's hard. Like, it hurts me. And I feel like I don't always tell people that that's like, oh, it's such a hard job, the job that I've done, because like, I'm loving this child, although knowing that I'm not the number one, I'm the number two. But then at the same time, I have like the number one responsibility, if that makes sense. And I was just like, it felt very uncomfortable in my body as I was sending her the birth certificate. And I was like, listen, I need to talk to you. This is like not your thing. Like, I don't need you to do anything for me. Like, this is not your responsibility. I actually don't even like to give you this emotion because I don't want you to feel responsible for the emotion. But I just need to tell you, like, sometimes it's hard for me, you know? And I don't know why she needed to hear that or why I needed to express it, but she was able to hold me. And perhaps it'll mean something to her at some time. But if I kept holding that bunch of energy in me, it will come out in a very like toxic way. Like, I might treat her differently, or I might be resentful to my husband or whatever it may be. And instead, like, that vulnerability, that expression of that bunched up energy releases me and sets me free. So I feel like there's going to be that. And then of course, like, you think you're just setting yourself free when you're being vulnerable and like you're sharing your truth. But I know, and she's, you know, too young, but I'm sure she's going to remember the day that I talked to her about that thing, you know? Like, I'm sure that that meant something to her. And I'm sure that, you know, even sharing it with you guys might mean something to you. You know what I mean? So you're doing it for you, of course, because like you want this energy that's bunched up to have a place to breathe. Like, you don't want it to be bunched up because that's actually what causes bad behavior that we like don't really want. We don't really want to act that way, but we have these bunched up energies that we are not breaking apart through vulnerability. So you're going to get a release by doing it. It might not be the whole month, but maybe you do it once, or maybe you just decide like, you know what, I'm just going to come from this place where I've been, you know, not being honest and like been hiding things. And now I'm going to move and be honest. Friends, I have been trying to solve a challenge for the community for over a year. I know my audience is full of messengers, souls that came here to express and share their voice and frequency. And although you can sense you're a messenger, you can't seem to get the true message out. So finally, I received the download of how we're going to break through this and get you to feel clear, excited, confident, and brave enough to share your message. We're going to do this in my new program called The Channel, Activate the True Voice Within. We'll be together for 6 weeks, meeting once a week live on Zoom. We will uncover what's blocking you and give you techniques to connect with your true self, which is the version of you that has that message. I also envision mentoring you and workshopping your message together through class participation. I like to get my hands dirty if you allow me to. And of course, our community is like no other, so you'll also meet your forever soul sisters in the class. If this calls you, please click the link in the description and feel free to reach out to me via Instagram so we can exchange voice notes if you have additional questions. I cannot wait to see what is coming through you to be shared. Join the channel today. Prediction number 3, strength. You are going to get strong. I think physically strong. I think we're going to see some of you get physically strong, mentally strong, strong when it comes to pressure, like almost like I can handle this. Like you might be inching towards a goal and you may be in that stage of climbing, right? Like doing a hard thing, or, you know, maybe you're getting your stride as being a mother and you're like, yeah, this is hard, but like, okay, like I'm getting stronger in this process. So this is about like, not that you're going to start that strength journey, but you're going to start to realize the strength and you're no longer going to give up on that strength. So even something like consistency, you know, like when I do the podcast and I do it consistency, it is not easy, you know, to be consistent in the podcast. I'm actually filming this podcast on the day it's supposed to release because I got really behind on my production and I could have easily been like, you know what, I'm not going to do it. But it's like, no, like I have decided that I'm going to be consistent. I decided that a long time ago and it's not always easy, but I have the strength, or I'm going to gain strength by doing it on the hard days, right? Like when you go to the gym on the hard days, like that's where you get all your strength from. So my sense is we're going to see some of that come forward. And the reason for this, and the reason if you feel like you might want to give up, my sense is that you are expanding your capacity to handle and receive more come next February, March, April. Like there's something that like there's an abundance that wants to come through, but needs you to expand your capacity. And my sense is that some of the hard work we're going to see you, that climbing kind of feeling, that consistency kind of feeling, is going to pay off in a way that makes sense for the, you know, for the type of expansion, right? It doesn't mean like, oh, I got consistent on my brand new podcast and I had a lucky, you know, a super lucky break and now I have a million, you know, listeners or whatever. It might not be like this huge, you know, flow of abundance, but there is a flow of abundance that wants to come in, and that is meant to come in during those 3 months of next year, but it needs a bigger container. It needs you to expand your capacity, and that is what you're doing right now. Message number 4, I'm not really sure what this means, but it sounds like beauty is going to be in front of you. Beauty pays off. Beauty adds value. Do something that adds beauty for the sake of beauty. It just looks like either maybe you've been working on beauty. Maybe that's your own beauty. Maybe that's your branding. Maybe that's designing your home. And it feels like, you know, beauty sometimes feels like a, not a luxury, but almost like an indulgence. Like I'm just like indulging in this silly thing. Like I remember my sister-in-law, I've told you guys, she's a plastic surgeon and there's like all these cool things that you can do. But I'm like, do I really need those? Or when you think about like buying clothes or buying bags, it's like, do I really need that? But, and you might be in the middle of that, maybe a remodel or maybe adding extensions to your hair, who knows? It's going to pay off. And I don't know why and I don't know when, but you just, I was just kind of like the little angels were like, remind them that the beauty is going to pay off. So, and that maybe if you're not considering beauty and you're being very practical, perhaps this is a message to consider beauty. Like maybe this thing that you're trying to sell or this, or even maybe if you're trying to find love, might be worth to invest in a new wardrobe, like to invest in a new look, maybe get a like highlights in your hair, whatever. And I know that we kind of think that that's like silly, but it does look like this is going to pay off. So to not feel bad about your pursuit of beauty, because it really does pay off. Message number 5, I feel like you're going to have this moment of optimism. You're really coming from a hard time, like just a time that it feels like a couple of years that like things haven't really worked out, you know? And it's not that this month everything works out, but I feel like you have this experience of optimism. Like like a sign or just like a little bit of like almost like a spiritual experience of optimism that you're like, oh, okay, it's going to work out. Like something really hits. Definitely be open. It feels like this comes like later in the month. Like it's not at the beginning of the month. And it makes me feel like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that there's light right around the corner. Oh my gosh, I'm filled with goosebumps. Like it's very, very close. And you've been asking for this experience because it's almost like you're asking for this hard time to be completely over and you want like all of the stuff that you want and you want it right now. It's not going to come right now, but you're going to get a very solid sign. And it doesn't feel like it's a sign. It feels like it's an experience. Like you feel optimistic. Maybe you feel optimistic about the world. Maybe you feel optimistic about what's possible for you. But there's a experience of optimism that comes forth. So definitely put yourself out there. Like be social as much as you can this month. Like go to things because it feels like it's an experience outside of your norm. Which of course you can just go to the coffee shop and, you know, have an experience like that. But I feel like it's like something you go to, something you sign up for. Maybe it's like a one-day conference or something, but there's an optimism that wants to come through to you, but can't come through to you in these like small day-to-days, or it's not like a sign that's going to come from a piece of content. It's going to come from an experience that you really immerse yourself in. And it just looks like light to me. So I'm really excited for you to experience that. And lastly, message number six, I actually wasn't going to do a message number six, but I really feel your guides on this one, guys. Like you have a lot of divine, like angelic energy, and they are just applauding you, whether it's like your ancestors or your angels or just the divine, there's a lot of applause. And there's, they just want to let you know that you have shifted your vibration in a big way. And maybe it's hard to tell because your present doesn't really look like the shift, but the shift has already happened. Like a lot of things that we said to like, the thing about predictions is not so much that you have to act or work hard on them. Like you're already in alignment for it to happen. Like that's why I love like the monthly predictions, because they're a little bit more easeful. They're like the wave that's coming your way because of what you've been doing. So this is not necessarily a prediction. This is just like a high five to let you know that you're already like very much on your way. It's not going to look the way you want it to look, but there's a ton of applause. So if you want to celebrate yourself, celebrate something, maybe throw a little party, celebrate some sort of milestone, that would be really nice. It doesn't have to be this month, but you know, like think about it and think about looking for celebration. So maybe that's like looking for how far you've come. My girlfriend Gatto, who is an amazing life coach, I was talking to her about my husband Benny. Hi Benny, I know sometimes you listen. Sorry for sharing this story, but I feel like you'll be okay with it. She was, I was with her this past weekend, and my husband is doing really amazing, like new moves in his business. And, you know, I wasn't there over the weekend, and he had a bad, like a hard situation come through on the business on like Saturday or something. And, you know, I talked to him Sunday morning. He's like, I couldn't sleep because of like this news I got about the business, and it was hard. And it definitely gave me a little bit of PTSD because Benny had a business many moons ago, and, it was like he couldn't handle the stress. And then I felt like because he couldn't handle the stress, that's why he was like reaching for the alcohol. And then of course we got rid of all that. We told him like, don't work for a few years. And now of course he's like a busybody. He loves to create and work. He's like, you know, he has like all the signs that help him work. And obviously this is time, like he wants to do this, but I got a little bit nervous because it almost looked like he was stressed, and it just triggered me. Right. But you know, I feel like I encouraged him and we moved through it. And, you know, after a little bit, he got, you know, he was like, oh, okay. Like he saw it a different way and he was able to move through the stress. But I was talking to my friend Gatto about it, and she's like, listen, like that's huge. Like imagine when he used to get stressed, he used to have to reach for these things to help him not feel stressed. But the fact that, okay, yeah, there's still stress, but he doesn't have to reach for those things anymore and he can still overcome them. Like that's enormous progress. Like that is amazing. Like, and that you didn't freak out. And so it didn't look like much, but she was able to celebrate and applaud this like very like little thing that felt like little happen. And she was like, you know, you should speak into him that way. And I was like, you're right. And like applaud him. And I did. The next conversation we had, I used her tips and I did it. And it's like a it's like that's where the momentum comes from like applauding and celebrating the shift that has already happened. Like, I see that you're on a new frequency. You have already shifted, but perhaps you're not celebrating the shift. So, yeah, I'm so excited for November, guys. I hope you enjoy it. I'm so proud of you. Keep those heart opens. Keep that throat center that's expressing itself open. It's going to be a beautiful month. And if it's hard, you got this because you're strong enough. You're climbing. You're opening your capacity. And you're getting to where you're meant to get to. Sending you much love. And I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.